following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You're in your car debating a summer road trip, but you'd visit more gas stations than landmarks, and you don't want photos of fuel pumps. First stop, AutoZone. Changing your oil regularly helps you get maximum efficiency and mileage, meaning less time at the pump and more time looking up Abraham Lincoln's nose.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $21.99, get a 5-quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter. Just $21.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match.
Has come forward and...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Happy first Monday of August. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, I was looking at the calendar and it's red. Today's a red, and I was wondering why is it a red holiday? It must be a bad calendar. I don't know. It's not a real holiday. What are they doing? The government got the day off?
I don't know what August 5th is.
It's the day after the 4th. That's all I know. What's it say? Civic holiday? Was that some Canadian deal? I think it's a Canadian holiday. It's not their New Year. It's just Happy Canada Day. It's not Canada. I don't know. Is it Canada Day? I don't know. Whatever. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, glad to be with you on this Monday. Coming up in just a minute here, we're going to catch up with Kurt Schmidt, the Kearney Little League baseball coach. Yes, they're playing here in about an hour, and he wants to chat on the Doug and Daddy Show about what's going on so far this weekend. And they're 3-0, man. They're 3-0. And they're going to have their toughest game today.
He thought they were going to be pretty tough. I mean, Kurt really did. He said he was on last week, and he said, "Hey, I think we're going to be pretty good. We got a pretty good team, and they're kind of dominating."
Yeah, they are. They're doing good. Not as much as the team they're playing today, Minnesota. Good Lord, they haven't played a full game yet. This Coon Rapids, Minnesota, they're 3-0. They won 31-0 in four innings yesterday, which is unfortunate to the Kansas team that they throttled. But we'll find out about that. Also, Joel Klatt is going to join us. That's our Big Ten football preview today. Joel Klatt, Big Ten football from Fox Sports to talk about the Huskers, the Big Ten, and, of course, a little bit of national as well. It is the opening day of practice for the Huskers. So we've got that for you tonight. A couple of other things that we'll talk about. You've got Johnny Manziel. You got A-Rod. ESPN doesn't have to do anything today. They just get to sit back and talk to their analysts. And again, this whole Johnny Manziel thing is coming from a 60 Minutes type of reporting, I think. And we'll talk about that in a moment as well. Plus, the MIAA has released its preseason poll. The Lopers are not very high in football. The whole world is up in arms about a young kid on Jeopardy that got hosed over, they think, because he spelled emancipation wrong. I'll give you my thoughts on that. I couldn't smell emancipation right now either. We don't have to. All we have to do is talk a little bit. Let's go out. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. I don't think you and I would be very good in that spelling bee contest. Let's be real. Were you pretty good at that spelling bee?
Used to be, but emancipation, that would have been a big word. We won't even ask Kurt Schmidt to smell it. They're 3-0 in Indianapolis, getting ready for their fourth and final pool play game. They've already secured a spot in the semifinals on Wednesday. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, welcome in, the coach. Kurt, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on a great weekend.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be on for you guys today.
Well, I know you're giving us some time here right before game time. And for the folks that don't know, there are two teams that have really done some damage out there, and they're going to play today, Kearney and Minnesota. But let's talk about how things have went so far. The kids got over some nerves in game one. It's always nice to get that lead. You had comfortable wins the first 2 days. And then yesterday, kind of one big swing, a three-run home run from Iowa made that game a little interesting. Kind of take us through those three games.
Sure. The first game on Friday, we were a little bit nervous, but I wouldn't say a lot. Just didn't get a couple bounces there early. And when we were able to break through and get some runs, it seemed like the boys really loosened up there and played like they have been all year. And so that was good to see. Keegan Thurston on the mound for us is always a good thing. He was able to move the ball around a little bit on them and had them off balance. And then Carson hitting that bomb. If any of you guys are watching on ESPN3, that was an absolute bomb. Our team uncles, the guys that kind of help us out with things away from the field, they went out and measured it the next day, and measurement on it was somewhere in between 310 and 315, so he got it all.
One of these days, I got a 12-year-old hitting it farther than we probably ever hit one, didn't we?
See, most of those ballparks are like 200 feet, so if you hit a 300-footer, it's like it'd be in the major leagues if you had 330 and you hit one like 550.
Yeah.
it was a no-doubter. I think I only got to see two of the outfielders at the time, but neither one of them even made a step back. They just turned around and watched. So it was kind of neat to see. And then, game two on Saturday, like you said, that was a little scary there for a little bit with the Kansas team. They were definitely a team that everybody kind of circled on their schedule as the team that, you should get your win against. And, they played pretty well for the first couple innings. They had us off balance at the plate. Guy was throwing a lot of off-speed pitches and was able to, kind of get us off balance. But I knew if we could get to him the second time through the lineup that we would do some damage on him, and I turned out to be correct on that. We put a 5 spot up, and in the I believe it was the third inning, don't have the stats in front of me, but and Keegan Thurston hit a nice line drive home run, and that kind of broke it open, and then after that we kind of rolled. So yesterday's game on Sunday, it was good. We kind of, that was our game plan, was to go with Mark Urges on the mound early, so that we could come in and shut it down with Keegan in the later part of the game. And Mark threw an awesome first three innings. A lot of ground balls, two hoppers back to the pitcher, a few balls to the shortstop. We made a couple of nice plays, and really we're in control of that game. We brought in Keegan. We kind of figured that was going to be, he was going to shut it down and we had ball game over. And unfortunately, the umpire wasn't giving the outer half of the plate, and or where at least Aiden was setting up that anyhow. And so we moved it in a little bit, and Keegan left it up. And, when you're throwing that hard and you get the bat on it squarely, it'll travel away. So, and unfortunately, they were able to tie it up, but kids battled back and were able to have a nice leadoff triple by Carson Herta to start it up, and able to get our special pinch runner in, Dalton Schmidt, to run for Carson, scored on a pass ball, and then a couple of base hits got us another run. So 3-0 is, you can't ask for any more than that. So that's kind of where we're at so far.
Hey, Jim Langan here. I was going to ask you, what are you going to do with your pitching? You're already in this. Are you going to kind of be a little careful here because you want to make sure you have some pitchers later on, or have you got it set already pretty much exactly the way you had it planned out?
It is ran to a T, our pitching has been so far. I knew, when I was in the studio there before we left, that I thought we had a pretty good pitching staff, and it's turned out to be that way. Hopefully today, you know, we can hold these guys down. They've scored a bunch of runs so far here this week, so it'll be a challenge for us, but we are going to make sure we keep everybody available for Wednesday's semifinal. So A.J. Foz is getting the start today. He'll go the 35, which is the maximum he'll be able to go for to be available for Wednesday. So we'll do that, and then we'll see what situation's like on who we bring out next. But could be Seth Stroh, could be Gabe Hines, could be Corbin Foster. Just kind of see how they're hitting around. So that's our game plan for today.
Kurt Schmidt with us for just another minute. He said he had a minute to chat with us, so we, of course, utilized it. They're going to be playing Coon Rapids, Minnesota. How concerned are you with this team that just has scored so many runs? Of course, 16, 13, and then yesterday, 31 in just four innings. And I guess, Kurt, on the other side of that is, if you guys are the two best teams, you would meet again. It's one of those things where you could play twice in 1 week. So is it important to win today, or is it more important to keep it close confidence-wise and have your pitching where you want it to be for Wednesday and Friday?
Right. And, you know, yes, I've won the game today, but I'm not going to go all costs to win the game today. You know, if we can keep it close and win by a couple runs, lose by a couple runs, you know, I'm okay with that either way. You know, today really doesn't mean a whole lot. We're both in the semifinals. I'm guessing their coaches will be doing the same. The only advantage you have of winning today is if you win today, you'll get the 4 seed, which right now looks to be either Kansas or Rapid City, South Dakota. Kansas currently 0-3, but if they beat Rapid City tonight, they could advance into the semifinals. And Rapid City is currently 1-2. And so depending on what they do tonight, whether they make it or not. So, you know, so you could save a little bit of pitching in the semifinals possibly against those two teams. But, you know, I don't want to be on the wrong side of a 15-2 game either. So
yeah.
Hopefully we keep it close and, you know, see what happens. You know, one thing I was looking last night at the stats from the first three games, and not that our opponents were – their records are much better, but the teams that Coon Rapids has played have a combined record of 1-8. So not real stellar. Ours isn't much better, but ours is just 2-7. So, you know, that's what happens when 2-3-0 teams meet. There's a lot of losses, or a lot of marks in the loss column for the other teams.
All right, Kurt, we'll talk with you again later on in the week. Anything else that you wanted to let the folks back in the Tri-Cities and Kearney know before we get ready for Game 4 today on ESPN3?
No, I just hope everybody has a chance to log in while they're at work today and get to enjoy some good baseball on the Internet. And I know my phone's been blowing up. Coach Herges' phone, Coach Seibert's phone's been blowing up after each game, and so we know we got a lot of support back at home, and we really appreciate that. We make sure we pass that all on to the boys. And so they know there's a big crowd back at home watching us.
Hey, sounds good, Kurt. Congratulations so far. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Keep it up, Kurt.
Kurt Schmidt, manager of the Kearney Little Leaguers 3-0. And just as long as this has been going on, and Jim, I know you're right here with me, it's the evolution of this Kearney Little League. It was just getting to Indianapolis. Then the couple of times, in fact, they might have went 0-4 the first two times they were out there, maybe won one game, and they never really made it to the semifinals. And then it starts being on TV. Then you can start watching the kids. Then all of a sudden they start winning. Then they make the finals. Then they get the rainout situation 2 years ago. And then last year they went in and they really dominated, and they won the whole thing, and they made it to Williamsport. And now when you're interviewing Kurt Schmidt, we're talking about, first, second, we're 3-0. We're, you know, it's not just trying to make it into that Final Four. It's thinking about winning it again, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. The Nebraska teams that make it there, and lately it's been the Kearney teams, but they're favorites to win this thing. I mean, you know, they're not favorites to win it at Williamsport, but they're favorites to win this regional. And, you know, I think that's good to know. I mean, when you were starting to dominate the thing a little bit, I mean, people are, here's Nebraska. And they're talking about that Kansas team. Would you be surprised if Nebraska team lost 31-0?
Oh, I'd be done, but
what, what happened here?
That's
I mean, you could be 31-0 in a baseball game. How many innings did the game go? How many innings was
four.
It? Four innings.
You're just trying to find a kid that can throw a strike. And if you get, I mean, let's face it, this happens because some of those teams that can win it all, especially if they're California or Texas, who have had so much success once they get to Williamsport. Because as we found out the last year, the Central Region hasn't exactly done very well at Williamsport. And so it is viewed as one of the weaker regions. And I can see that. I mean, let's face it. Baseball in Nebraska, South Dakota, Kansas, Iowa, maybe isn't that big, but not as many kids, not as much population to come from. So, but you know what? All I got to do is look at UNK volleyball. They're in the toughest region every single year, where all eight teams in the region were ranked in the top 15 in the country. Well, on the flip side, that's here. Maybe Kearney's getting a little love here with the Little League. Get to Williamsport, see what happens.
Sounds good to me.
So they're playing just after 12 noon today. And again, you can watch that on ESPN3.com. We'll take a break. Coming up, we're going to get into Husker football. We're going to get into Joel Klatt, Fox Sports Network. And we're going to talk about all the other things that went on over the weekend. Folks, don't forget the weather. It's always out of your control, and now you can be in control and confident with the best value on a T&L irrigation system, saving $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and getting the best water distribution for your crops during the long haul of an extended heat wave. All you have to do is contact T&L Irrigation or your local T&L dealer today. They're online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive store.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food. At participating locations, and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Highs into the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and storms lingering early on, then becoming partly cloudy as we head back to a low of 68. Right now, 73.
I wanna be the man that's holding a hand when she can't hold it back anymore. Good little girls make some mighty wild women.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan in on his Monday. Don't forget, folks, that you can watch the Kearney Little Leaguers as you have all weekend long up at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. They've been able to get it all hooked up, put on the big screen. So if you're going to catch a little lunch today, Jersey's would be a great spot to do it. Vista Point Shopping Mall on the north end of Kearney. And, of course, the Little Leaguers. And that's the deal with the coverage here in the regionals and these pool play games. You can only get that online. Now, once they make the semifinals, and if they make the finals on Friday, then you'll be able to get that on ESPN2. on the first two games. The finals is going to be on ESPN, the regular mothership, on Friday. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and cooler topics. What do you make of Nebraska's preseason number 18 ranking in the coaches poll? We asked you that over the weekend, and 67% of you said it was just right. 27% said too low. Only 6% said it was too high. So that's kind of what we thought. 18, 15, I said that's about as high as I think I could have put Nebraska was 15, considering what they've done recently. Our poll question today for the Midtown Mart cooler question: Greg Oden recently signed with the Heat instead of the Spurs. Which team was better suited for Oden, the Heat or the Spurs? Vote on ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, a lot going on as we get ready for football season. We're 1 week away from high school spring conditioning. By the way, the volleyball polls will come out next week. But UNK, Jimmy, picked to finish 12th out of 14 teams in the MIAA. I'm just curious to your immediate reaction.
Well, I've said this before. Here's the thing of it is, when they went from the RMAC to MIAA, when they were in the RMAC, you were going to win football games. And I just hope that the people understand how tough this league is here. We've got good football coaches. But, you know, what happens if you continue to lose? You know as well as I do. And that's why this UNK AD search is so important, that they understand that we're playing a whole different level. You know, this is a whole different group. I mean, what if you finish seventh? Is that good enough? I mean, you're picked 12th. If you finish seventh, is that good enough? I mean, is that going to be able to mainstay the coaching staff? Because I hope it is, because these guys know how to coach football.
Yeah, and that's the tough part about it. You don't play everybody in the RMAC. You played everybody every year, and you had a true champion. That's not the case here in the MIAA. And for the Lopers, they could have got a better draw. They play six of the top seven teams. They don't play Pittsburgh State. They play six of the top seven teams, and they do play the bottom two teams in Lincoln University and Southwest Baptist, according to the preseason poll here. But Missouri Southern, who is ninth, Northeastern State, who is 11th, Central Oklahoma is 10th, 9, 10, and 11, they don't play them. You know, if you played all of those teams and you only played one of the co-favorites and maybe instead of playing, you know, the 4 and 5 – it would help you kind of get built up here. But, yeah, I think the Lopers are going to be better than 12th, though. I really do. But that is a tough schedule. They had some close games that they lost last year, and we all know the injury and quarterback situation. It all comes down to depth. If they're healthy, they'll be better than 12th.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too, is, you know, I really don't know how good some of these teams are. I mean, like Pittsburgh State, I'm just counting on them being really, really good just because they've always have been good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and, you know, you look at schools, you know, year in and year out, like a Michigan, a USC, Ohio State, Alabama. I mean, you just assume they're going to be really good. And what's Chattanooga going to do? And these teams, like, I don't think Lincoln University is probably going to win it. I couldn't tell you one starter on their team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I mean, I for me to try to make a educated guess, yeah, I can do that just because of what's happened in the past, and that's what I'm going on in August.
And you mentioned the RMAC, the former Conference of the Lopers. They also released their preseason football poll today. Colorado State Pueblo is the defending champion, and they have been at the top. They were the ones battling with UNK the last two or three years. But Shadron State is now picked second in very close voting behind the defending champions. The Eagles have 9 starters on offense and 6 on defense back. And as we said, one of those defensive starters is suspended for the first 6 games of the year because of academics like 2 years ago. It's an unfortunate deal for Shadron. But they do have the offensive player of the year preseason and running back Glenn Clinton. So Shadron State is expected to do some good things in the RMAC.
Yeah, Doug, that's my point. If Shadron State was in the MIAA, where would they be picked? You know, I mean, are they going to – I mean, I'm guessing they're going to be picked somewhere between 10th and 12th. They're not going to be picked first or second. No. That's how tough this league is, and it's extremely tough in football and basketball.
And as we mentioned last week, UNK will have their final athletic director candidate on campus Wednesday. Same scenario here. Mary Ellen Gillespie, she is the gal out of Bowling Green, associate athletic director for external relations, where she's been heavily involved in the development of major gifts since 2006. She has extensive experience in development, advancement, and student life at Purdue, the North American Interfraternity Conference, and the University of Iowa. Her areas of focus at Bowling Green include fundraising, ticketing, media rights, corporate partnership, athletic communications, licensing, marketing, promotions, and game day atmosphere. During her tenure, Bowling Green has raised $28 million for athletics. She also led the campaign for their new Stroh Center, worth $36 million, which was the university's largest facility fundraising effort. And her short time at Purdue, she helped raise more than $5 million in 14 months. So Wednesday, 11 o'clock, the UNK and media folks get to meet at the Nebraskan Student Union, and then the entire community open to the public, 5 o'clock Wednesday at the Nebraskan Student Union. This is Mary Ellen Gillespie out of Bowling Green. That's Wednesday. So there you go. A little bit more on the UNK search. Then that'll be all four. And then it'll be time to make a choice. Here's all I'm saying. I've heard a lot of people very impressed with Paul Plinsky, the last one on campus from Wisconsin Whitewater. Just what I'm hearing, the buzz, I guess you would say. There's more buzz around this candidate, Paul Plinsky, than the previous two, if that means anything. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes, and we'll see what Mary Ellen Gillespie has to say when she comes on campus this Wednesday. Let's do our Big Ten. We got Joel Klatt coming up here, our Big Ten football preview. Before we get to that, NFL season started last night, Jimmy, and the Dallas Cowboys won. I didn't want to wait any longer.
It was 17-13. Was that the final?
24-20.
Okay,
it was 17-0.
Yeah, I watched it till 17-13. Then the last 4 minutes, all these points come up. I mean, what happened? Did Callahan must have called some great plays.
Yeah, you just put in backups and things happen. 24-20. That's the important thing is Dallas won. Dallas won. I've already seen some posts out there that say how ironic that Dallas will win the first and last games of the year.
Now, you picked the Super Bowl champions, but Baltimore won that game last year, right? Over
apparently.
The 49ers?
Yeah, apparently.
Who won the Hall of Fame game last year?
That's a good question. That's a good, good question. Boy.
Because I don't know the answer to it. I'm just letting you know. So if you're expecting an answer, I don't have one.
Man. Who played it? Was Oakland in it last year?
Looks like we're going to look it up here on the internet.
I think Oakland was in it last year. And I don't remember if it was Houston or who was in 2012 Hall of Fame game.
The Dallas one. Hey, what do you think about the Dodgers winning 14 in a row on the road? 14 games
could
in a row.
Could care less.
You don't – how about – are you
– oh, wait a minute.
You got your Royals shirt on.
Wait a minute. Did I pick the Dodgers to win the World Series this year, Jimmy? What are you doing? You're baiting me.
Hey.
It was the Saints and the Cardinals last year.
Is that
in the
right?
Hall of Fame game? Yeah, the Saints and the Cardinals. By the way, we've got some pretty good streaks going on in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers, the Royals are winning, and they've won some games on the road during a stretch here, and they're not gaining any ground because Cleveland, Detroit, and Kansas City have all went 9-1 in their last 10 games, and the Braves have won 10 in a row. So we've got some teams out there that are on some streaks.
Yeah, that was something else. Denny Matthews. He gets on the radio, and he's very confident with this team. He said that the Royals, and he doesn't do this very much because, I mean, he's really a straight shooter, but he said that the Royals may have the best defense in the major leagues. They definitely, says, have the best defensive outfield in the major leagues.
Which includes Alex Gordon.
Yes, it does. And he said they definitely, of course, they're running down things all the time, left and right, and throwing people out. They got great arms, but they've got some injuries right now. See how they play this week.
Well, they took 2 of 3 from the Mets over the weekend, so hopefully things can continue to roll, and you can hear Royals baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also, you've got Jamal Turner saying that he thinks Nebraska could average 50 points a game. This is the 30-year anniversary of the scoring explosion. Turner Gill, Mike Rozier, Irving Fryer. So they caught the kid. He said something, and now this is kind of the out of the interviews from Friday where the players were made available. That came up. Do you think Nebraska can average 50 points a game this year?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. But it'd be nice if they could get 50 points in some games where they give up 48.
Ha! You think they're going to give up 48 in any game this year?
Yeah, I think they're going to do that. I saw them play last year a couple times, and I think that's very possible. Unless, and we've changed this defense completely around. If our defensive backs turn around to find the ball, and if it's a running play and they turn around and find it, I think maybe we have a chance not to give up 50 points. But I think that would be very critical. I don't know. You can talk about it all you want to, but, boy, when you start giving up 70 a couple times, you better be able to play some defense.
Well, one other thing here, and I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, this is one of these things that with social media now can kind of catch fire and go all over. Apparently, they had Kids Week here on Jeopardy, something I used to watch all the time but don't now, because you used to watch it at 5 instead of 4:30, and most people are still at work at 4:30. But the bottom line is they had Kids Week, and the answer to the Civil War Final Jeopardy was Emancipation Proclamation. Well, first, the young girl didn't get it. She put something else, so she was wrong. Then the kid in second place, they reveal his answer. And the funny thing is, I haven't seen anybody mention this, is that he's got Emancipation Proclamation, but he spelled Emancipation wrong. He had like one extra letter in there. And then Alex Trebek says, oh, you have an extra, he did a Dan Quayle, you have an extra T in there. No, even Alex got it wrong. He didn't spell it right either. Alex Trebek pointed out the wrong thing, and they said, my judges are giving me a thumbs down. That's an incorrect answer. And, I mean, he had like one letter, I think, too many, in Emancipation. Okay. And I've seen him misspell stuff on this all the time.
Okay, so what did this is that final deal where they have that
final
Yeah, right.
And the big question.
And then you only have so many seconds to write
seconds.
Down.
Yeah.
I didn't know spelling was part of this.
Yeah.
If you spell, yeah, I'm 100% in favor of this kid. Is there any way, I mean, do we have enough power to give this kid the money?
But here's the bottom line.
All right.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. The other kid set a record on the show. He bet $30,000. I mean, what was he, 12? He was a Civil War buff, and Alex goes, well, we don't know who's going to be on the show when we pick out our questions, ha, ha, ha. And he won like $66,000. And I don't know if that was actual cash he got or if it was just what he got in the tournament, but I think it was actual cash. They said it's the third highest one-day total of all time, and this 12- or 13-year-old kid wins it. So it didn't matter if the kid got the one that they called incorrect spelling on. It didn't matter if he got it right or not. He's still finishing second. So two things. Why didn't the producers give him the thumbs up and avoid the fiasco? And then the big picture thinks it didn't matter anyway. The kid got the exact same thing he was going to get.
Second place?
Yeah, second place.
Usually that's like a game. You know, they give you like a Jeopardy game. Like first place is worth 66,000, and second place, you get to take home this game. You know, I mean, yeah, that'll be fun. I'm not going to play this game anymore if a spelling's involved. Yeah, this isn't a spelling test.
I couldn't believe it, though, because they've misspelled words on that for so many times, and they roll this poor kid up, and the whole world is up in arms. And, of course, a lot of people just hate Alex Trebek because of his smugness, his perceived smugness.
I always loved it when the teacher, you'd hand in your paper, you'd put your name on it, and you'd have your name down, and then they'd want the date. You put your name down, and then you do the test, and you hand it in, and go, sorry. You got a zero. I got a zero. Yeah, you put the date down. I didn't know that was part of it. You know, you got to be kidding me. You know, who made these rules?
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to worry about those rules when you get to, you have to worry about Johnny Manziel rules, unfortunately. But you don't have to worry about big-time rules at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Because as they cruise you into the month of August, they've got the vehicle that you could need if you're heading off to college, or maybe you just got that kid that's got its driver's license, learner's permit. They've got a great variety of pre-owned vehicles just good for you, whether you're sending them down the gravel road to school, or if you're sending them off to college at Kearney, Hastings, UNK, the Huskers in Lincoln, or wherever it may be across this great Midwest. Check them out online, their entire inventory, and you can go through it all. It's just not, well, we have this. No, there's a photo, unless it's just on the lot. They'll have a photo and a tour, and they'll show you the whole car, and they'll show you how many miles are on it. They'll give you the color. They'll give you the price. And then that way, you find what you want, you go to Midway, and you secure the deal. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Joel Klatt, Fox Sports, when we come back.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-240-1898 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-240-1898. 800-240-1898.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Highs into the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and storms lingering early on, then becoming partly cloudy as we head back to a low of 68. Right now, 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin going through his team's media day today. It was scheduled. Of course, more Johnny Manziel news is out. And saying what he knows. You know, hey, I found out about it yesterday, just like most of you guys, and we're addressing it. We're starting camp. We're getting ready to go. We're moving on. What's he supposed to say? He's already had to worry about dealing with Manziel. What's he supposed to say?
Yep.
Yeah, we're kicking him off the team. No, we don't know if this is true or not. He's going to be with us.
Yeah, what he said was, he said, we had all 31 players that we had coming in this year are in summer school, and they're here. So that's usually the question people ask me. It's not this one. But, yeah, so he's trying to say, hey, we're doing things the right way. We're trying to do things the right thing. Maybe we have one player that did, but that's pretty tough. You know, this one is it signing some autographs. And seeing, you know, some Indiana a couple years ago, a couple players in basketball playing for Bobby Knight. The cheerleaders were trying to make some money, and they were trying to actually make it for, you know, for some type of a thing where they were trying to help out somebody in the community, and so they had some players get on there and put him on a calendar.
Yeah, a charitable fundraiser.
The guys were wearing swimming suits or something, and they had two basketball players on there, and that's it. It gets the NCAA. You know, they cannot do that. And I'm amazed, you know, that you're going, hey, well, I mean, they seemed harmless at the time. They weren't making any profit on this, the deal. So I don't get it.
And the problem is, too, Jimmy, that one of the national poll questions today is, should Johnny Manziel or athletes be allowed to make money for their autograph? No, they shouldn't. And here's the reason why. Yes, on the face of it, yeah, sure, hey, no. You shouldn't be charging for autographs to begin with, okay? That's my deal. But since people do, then all of a sudden you open up another can of worms because, oh, well, this is money he was getting for signing for autographs. It's just another way to filter illegal funds into athletes. I mean, yeah, he was working at my car dealership, except he never stepped foot on my car dealership, and I paid him for that. That's I can see the whole new area opening here. But
yeah, I want to know, did he actually, you know, you walk in and give me 10 bucks, or was this at the very end of the deal, this guy worked his tail off for about 2 hours signing autographs, it was kind of a stressful thing, he was just doing it out of the kindness of heart, and all of a sudden some guy walks, hey, thanks a lot for doing this, and hey, here, I want you to have this, and it gives him an envelope, and he's thinking, hey, you know, gift certificates for something, you know, and the next thing you know, he looks in there, so I mean, it could have been something else.
Well, yeah. And again, a friend is involved here, you know,
right.
And that's usually where these guys get in trouble. A friend, a slash agent, his posse, his homies, his buddies, you know, the guys that he hangs around with. Hey, we need to make money off this. Where Johnny Manziel sounds like he signed some things, and then his buddy said, we're not doing this for free anymore. Oh, well, yeah, that's a good idea, you know.
What he's done the last 2 weeks, though, has not helped his credibility, and that's what it gets. That's what it's getting down to. If it's, you know, if you're a credible person and you make an honest mistake, or are you not credible and hey, you were trying to throw one under the covers here.
Let's do our Big Ten preview, brought to you by our friends at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, where the red hot store wide clearance sale is winding down at all four locations, clearing room for truckloads of new merchandise that's coming in this fall. It gives you some great deals, including on Serta, America's number one selling mattress, over 100 mattress sets in stock and all on sale with free delivery, free setup, and free haul away. You can get a European pillow top set for $4.99, queen set. Of course, twin, full, and king also available for you. But what a great deal you can get on a queen set now. And don't let time run out because it's 5 days only. Red hot store-wide clearance going on at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Today, we catch up with Fox Sports analyst Joel Klatt.
Talking more Big Ten football here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with former Colorado Buffalo Joel Klatt. Of course, folks now know him as being an analyst going on out there. Joel, thanks for the time
you
on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet.
When we talk to some of the guys, let everybody know what, where, and where we will, when we will see you this year.
Well, I hope everybody is familiar with what's going on with Fox Sports. We've got Fox Sports 1 starting up in the middle of August on August 17th. And it's a channel that I'm really excited about. I think fans out there are excited for a different option. And so we're going to have a Thursday night game. And I'll be on the call for that game. And then on Saturdays, we're going to do a pregame show from 10 to noon Eastern time on Fox Sports 1. I'll be in the studio with Aaron Andrews, Eddie George, Mike Pereira, Petros Papadakis, and Clay Travis. And we'll be in there talking all things college football, stay in the studio all day and kind of handle those games, including going over to Fox and handling the studio for the primetime Fox game. Saturday night. I'm also going to be hosting some NFL shows on Tuesday and then Sunday morning, so I'm really excited, headed out to L.A. and move my family out there.
Well, for Husker fans, and you may have known the name Eric Crouch, he's now full-time.
Yeah.
Have you got a chance to talk or work with him? And what's some advice? You've got this gig down now, I think. So what's the advice you give for the ex-athlete, ex-quarterback as they put the headset on full-time?
You know what's interesting is I think every guy goes in and he says, I'm going to be different. You know, I'm going to be this guy that maybe handles everything with kid gloves and always from the player's perspective and things of that nature. But the only thing that you can do is be yourself. If you hold an opinion, give it. And that's always what I've done. Sometimes it's gotten me in trouble, but you know what? It's an opinion. I'm true to myself. And I think that's the best thing anybody in this industry can do, but especially former players that are starting to get into it.
Joel Klatt with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little Big Ten football, but let's talk about Colorado.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have to?
It's tough to talk about your opinion on what's going on with the Buffaloes. We do have Buffalo fans in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And obviously pretty rough right now.
But it is rough. And hopefully, you know what I liken it to? Over the last couple of years when the economy was so poor, especially the housing industry and real estate, everyone was looking for the quote-unquote bottom. You know, when's the bottom? When's the bottom? When am I going to start buying? When am I going to start buying? I think that we've hit the bottom at Colorado. I don't expect it to get worse. 1-11 is pretty darn bad. New athletic director now. Mike Bone is out as athletic director. And Rick George, who is the president of the Texas Rangers, he's done some great things on a couple of different golf tours, as well as being involved in intercollegiate athletics over the course of the 80s and 90s. He's going to be the athletic director, and I think that he brings a fantastic talent with him, not only financially, but also in a leadership capacity to hopefully change some of the things in the athletic department to get it going in the right direction. And then the head coach, Mike McIntyre from San Jose State. If you can do it at San Jose State, guys, hopefully you can do it at the University of Colorado. I think that we've got a bit better resources than they've got at San Jose State. So I think that things are looking up for Colorado. They're not going to be a very good team this year. There's no doubt about that. Hopefully they can squeak out 3 or 4 victories. But it's important that they start competing and competing more consistently so that those kids understand that that is what the expectation is. Because in my estimation, and you know, I'm sure you guys agree, at Nebraska, I never thought that we were a Nebraska echelon program, which was a 9-10 win team consistently. I always thought that Colorado should be an 8-win team average every single year. On a good year, you're up there in the top 15 in the country. And on a bad year, you fall out of the top 25. But if you're just going to say, what's the sweet spot for the University of Colorado? I would say between 20 and 25 in the country. Yeah. If that's an average year for Colorado to finish in the top 25, I think that's what Colorado football is. I think that that's very realistic. When you get that good player, that good run, you get up there and you make a conference title run, you make maybe even a national title run. But that's where I think that they can get back to.
Who do you think that team is in the Big Ten that should be – we just got done listening to Northwestern a little bit, that's ready to take that next step.
Sure.
To me, they seem like that team that could be in that spot all the time. And I'm not
the Colorado about, spot, you're saying? Like
not,
the 8-win spot?
Yeah. Who do you think should be that spot in the Big Ten? Who would you compare that to, if that's a fair question at all?
I'll do one from each division. I would go Iowa and Penn State. Those are the two teams, and people from Penn State would be up in arms about that. And obviously what they're going through right now, they might, you know, fall a little bit behind that. But I would say Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa is one of those teams that I think should probably be an 8-win team. And if they're, you know, a couple of those years, they actually went to the Orange Bowl and so forth. But they're not the Michigans and the Wisconsins and the Nebraskas and the Ohio States of this conference. That's the upper echelon for me. You know, that's the Big 12 version of what Nebraska, Texas, and Oklahoma were. And so I would say Iowa would fit right in there.
What are your early thoughts on the Big Ten Conference this mm-hmm. year? We've been talking here now for a couple of weeks as we've been getting ready for media days. The schedules out there, Ohio State, Nebraska, Michigan State are the four I look at, and Michigan State both have to play Notre Dame. But I think all the other games for those four schools, they'll be favored in and could be 8-0 going into November. And you got Northwestern with some tough challenges out mm-hmm. there. Is the conference better this year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Way better this year?
Yeah, I'll go there. Okay. Absolutely, because no one knew about Ohio State and they were on sanctions last year. There was not a national title contender preseason last year in the Big Ten. This year, I think there's absolutely a national title contender, and that would be Ohio State. There's a dark horse national title contender, and that would be the University of Nebraska. That I truly believe that. I think Michigan falls right below that, and Michigan State falls right below that. Ohio State's the clear favorite for me going into the season with Braxton Miller and what he was able to do offensively and what Urban Meyer normally does in his second year. They haven't lost a game there under Urban Meyer, so you got to give them the nod. But, boy, you look at Nebraska's schedule, and there's not a lot of games that you sit there and you say, I don't know if Nebraska can win that. Most of the games, you put a check mark next to the Cornhuskers, and you say they should win that football game. And if they are able to do that, then they're going to have quite the showdown with Ohio State in that Big Ten championship game.
From Fox Sports, Joel Klatt with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. As we know, though, all those check marks never come through.
Something's going to happen.
There's an X or two on there. Of course, in Nebraska and at Michigan, everybody wants to know about the Achilles heel of Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
What are some Achilles heels out there for the big boys in the Big Ten?
Well, I think for Michigan, yeah, my hesitation is that I just don't see it this year. Not with what Ohio State has coming back. that the Achilles heel for Nebraska is, do they believe that they're that team that I remember from the 90s that should win every single game? And that's a big thing in a locker room, is a belief in oneself that you can go out there and actually accomplish something to that scale. They've got at Michigan late. That's a heck of a football game. It's going to be a heck of an environment, and that's going to be a really tough game to go and win. What has to happen, Taylor Martinez has to be the best player on the field in that football game. He's got to play lights out. When you're on the road in conference late in the season, your quarterback has to be almost perfect in order to win, and so a lot of this pressure is going to fall on Taylor. I don't know if in the Big Ten there's a lot of great quarterbacks. I think Taylor Martinez and Braxton Miller are the two good quarterbacks. And then outside of that, I think everybody's trying to find what's going to work. What's going to work for Northwestern? Is the two quarterbacks? Is it Kane Coulter just himself? What's going to go on there? But that's why I give the nod to Ohio State and Nebraska, is they've got a couple of guys that have been proven guys, and I think it's time for Taylor to take that that next step. If he wins a conference championship, then I think Nebraska fans will be able to look back on his career and say, that was a great career. But unless if he doesn't win a conference championship, it's just too difficult. Not with the kitty of quarterbacks that have won, you know, all the vault of guys that have won at the University of Nebraska. But that's where I would go with that.
Joel Klatt with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take me inside. This has been a discussion from time to time, and Nebraska is going to find themselves in a lot of 11 a.m. games this year. Mm. Everybody wants to see the primetime game. Fans love the afternoon game. Player-wise, biggest thumbs up, biggest thumbs down, the pluses and minuses to maybe early morning versus late night.
Oh, I loved the 11 a.m. game because really? You just got to wake up and go, and you got to just go play. You got to get into your rhythm right away. The worst thing in the world was sitting there and waking up and having 8 hours of nothing to do, sit in your hotel room and wait just until, you know, you have breakfast, then you have lunch. You're not used to that. Every day you're going, you know, you wake up and you go to class, you go to the training table, you go work out, you go to practice, you're going. Then all of a sudden you're just sitting there in your hotel room. So I hated primetime games. I wanted to get up and go, man.
Even if they were at home?
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, can't go out after the game if it's a primetime game. You know, it's too late at that point. You want to win an afternoon game, a nice big afternoon game, and then go celebrate with the student body.
Well, we've talked Big Ten. Obviously, it's not just Big Ten at Fox. What's some other schools that you're very interested, especially with Pac-12, some of the other conferences? What's one or two schools that you're very interested in getting a look at just to see how good they might be?
Stanford. I think Stanford, and here's why, is Kevin Hogan comes in at the second half of last year and plays lights out and does a heck of a job for David Shaw. They lost some things from their tight end core. You know, Levine Toilolo, Zach Ertz, those are good football players. Stephon Taylor, he's a good football player. Guess what? None of those guys are named Andrew Luck or Jim Harbaugh, and they survived those losses. And their defensive front seven is the best in the country. They're better than Alabama. They're better than LSU. They're better than Georgia defensively up front. Their front seven on defense can stop anybody in the country. And that's why I think this really is the year that I think somebody could end the SEC's reign, and I think it's going to be Stanford. Stanford is a heck of a football team. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that answers my next question, because Alabama and Ohio State, they can't both be there. That just never happens. So Stanford –
I've got Stanford playing Alabama in the national title game, and I've got Stanford beating the Tide.
Predictions about – I love it. I love a little something different.
Stanford's better on the offensive and defensive line than Alabama is. And not by a wide margin, but it's pretty clear. It's pretty cut clear. I mean, guys, I know that you guys haven't seen Stanford a whole lot because not many people get those West Coast games, but, boy, David Shaw is a heck of a football coach. Derek Mason is their defensive coordinator, and he's a heck of a football coach. They're going to beat Oregon because I think Oregon's going to take maybe just a half step back with Mark Helfrich at the helm. It's too much to overcome with Chip Kelly leaving, and I think you're going to see Stanford win the Pac-12 championship, and then you're going to see them play Alabama, who's going to come out of that. It's just going to be too much. The questions of a dynasty for Alabama with that month up to that final game, it's just going to be too much. Nick Saban's going to pull his hair out because he's going to hate it so much, and Stanford's going to walk in there, and they're going to beat him.
Joel Klatt, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You like that? It's like it's. I'm so convinced of it, right? We're sitting here in, what is it, July, and I'm so convinced of what's going to happen, you know, January 8th.
They'll be the last national champ before the playoff system gets going. Joel, we'll let you move on to the next stop. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the good work.
You got it. You guys have a great one.
That's Joel Klatt, Fox Sports Network, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Big Ten preview continuing, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. Gary Michaels Clothiers. Heard a lot about Stanford coming out of that Pac-12. They are a favorite, Jimmy.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You know, what he said makes sense, because when you change coaches like Oregon did, it's hard to maintain what you had. And Stanford would be the team, I would think, you know, with USC not playing as well as they have in the past. You know UCLA is going to be in trouble, and they go down to Nebraska and get beat really bad in September. So, Stanford makes sense.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Highs into the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and storms lingering early on, then becoming partly cloudy as we head back to a low of 68. Right now, 73.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On Thursday, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report is going to be our co-host, and we will unveil his preseason top 10 in all classes. We'll take a look at the all-state teams, because football does get underway at the high school level in the state of Nebraska with practices on Monday and conditioning that's going on and all that. So be sure to join us Thursday for the Doug and Daddy Show, just like every day, but Bob Jensen will be in on Thursday. Our Big Ten football previews will continue throughout the week. Still got some great interviews to bring to you. Don't forget, folks, that our Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve is Wednesday from noon to 6, and we have really done well, especially in Hastings, Holdridge, and Grand Island with the American Red Cross and our blood donation. But we could use a few more folks to sign up in Kearney. So if you would like to do an advanced appointment and get that taken care of for Wednesday, especially at the Kearney area, you can call 800-733-2767 or go to redcross.org. Redcross.org, you get refreshments, free T-shirt, and you get to give the gift of blood. So Hastings, Holdridge, Grand Island, and especially Kearney could use a few more signups there. And anyway, it's from Wednesday, noon to 6, our Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve, part of Platte River Radio here on ESPN. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, the Kearney Little Leaguers will get going here in just a little bit. They'll be playing their final game in the pool play edition of the Little League World Series. So that will be getting underway, and you can catch that. Jerseys has it up for you this afternoon, as they have had all weekend long. A couple of other sports notes to pass along to you. I know you knew who Art Donovan was. He was a jokester and passed away over the weekend. One of the early guys in the NFL that didn't mind getting out and kind of telling you how it was.
Yeah,
here's what we did when we weren't doing stuff.
He'd be on the Johnny Carson show and stuff like that. He was just a lot of fun for people to listen to the way he talked about the football. Now you said it better than anybody else, Doug. Right there, that's about how he talked.
So he was a great guy. Passed away over the weekend at the age of 89. And we talked about the Little League World Series, but the Central Plains Regional gets underway in Fargo, North Dakota for the Legion teams. The two Class A state tournament winners did play Saturday, and Creighton Prep beat Omaha Westside 8-2. It's their third consecutive Class A state championship. That's the longest running Class A since the early 90s when Omaha Northwest did it from 91 to 94. So pretty impressive for Creighton Prep.
Yes, it was. You know, Tim Higgins from Grand Island umpired that game. I talked to him a little bit, and he said that Creighton Prep scored quite a few runs early. I think maybe they got up to a 4-0 lead, and it was really never close. You know, they just jumped right on the pitcher. And, you know, Westside did need to use all their pitchers in their own state tournament, the one in Lincoln, you know, and they had a couple rainouts, so they were really kind of out of pitching going into that game, where Creighton Prep had about 3 days off, and so it probably was a little unfair, you know, for Westside having to play Thursday and then having again to play Thursday night, and then they had a rainout and they had to finish a game and play Friday, and then they had to turn around and play Saturday, where Creighton Prep was not just sitting there and had all their people ready to go. So, you know, it happens, and that at least they both get to go to the same tournament. And,
In
North Dakota. That'd be a good place for a vacation. Where are you going on vacation in August in the United States? You get to pick any state you want. That's where I want to go, North Dakota.
I'll mark that down. So if you get the 48th pick in the lottery, you're probably still going to have your state there.
I think I am.
Congratulations on that. By the way, Stanford listed around 16-1 for a national championship. So about anywhere where you look, they're about fifth, sixth as far as favorites. We were talking with Joel Klatt. We heard that from Charles Davis, a variety of other people that we kind of talked to on the national scene, that they really like Stanford out west. Then again, you need to talk probably to some of the Eastern bias as well, because they're covering Big Ten, they're covering Pac-12, they're covering those conferences. So
right,
done a little more homework on them.
Yeah, and for the listeners, Nebraska, to get that with them at 16-1. Nebraska currently is 50-1 if you go to the right casino.
if you got to do some legwork for it, folks. Hey, we want to thank Kurt Schmidt, Kearney Little League coach, for giving us a couple of minutes at the top of the show as they now get ready for their game today, which is just about ready to get underway in Indianapolis. Joel Klatt from Fox Sports tomorrow, along with our Troutman's Tuesday trivia, more Big Ten preview. Jimmy Langan, thanks for coming in. We'll see you Friday.
Yes.
Have a great one, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.